right. Welcome, everybody, to the Adapters Advantage podcast. I'm Dennis Olgai, Vice President of Marketing at Allego, and stepping in for your regular host, Mark Magnacca. I'm joined today by Sam Richter, best-selling author of Take the Cold Out of Calling, technology entrepreneur and founder of Intelligen, and award-winning speaker. In your own words, can you tell us a little bit about what do you do? How do you answer that question?
Well, I'm a Hall of Fame speaker, so I do deliver about 100 programs around the globe, keynote presentations, occasional workshops. And I also have developed a couple of technologies using AI and generative AI that really power or enable attendees of my conferences to easily implement what I talk about. So it's really a combination of speaking and technology and just a kind of a crazy life because this is changing so fast, these technologies.
So I wanted to focus the conversation there for our listeners and our viewers. Maybe we can talk a little bit at a high level in terms of the generative AI trend and how that has really transformed the world. And also selling as a practice. It's almost like we're moving from a human configured box or rules engine, right? Which is really limited by how much information we can feed it, right? To almost the black box, which is self-intelligent, adaptive, and can personalize the content of the response based on each individual user and their interaction with it, right? So I think that's sort of the transformation that we're seeing here is really this technology being really a personal assistant for each person.
It's not a human. And the challenge is when you use these tools, it acts like a human and it's very confident in its result. What's really happening is it's a predictability and probability engine. When you ask generative AI to do something, the T stands for the transformer. It's this fancy robot, if you will, that's going out there and it's saying, okay, based on the question, the exact question, in the context of the words related to that question, based on that, we're going to look into our trained database to make a guess on what the next word might be. You got to put good information into a generative AI system. Because if you don't tell it exactly what to do, it's going to guess and you might not be happy with the result.
In my mind, it's sort of really the transition from us looking for content or information to a system generating bespoke, personalized, highly relevant content for us, right? So it's sort of that change in dynamic is really quite fascinating in my mind. And I think it's going to really change the game in sales and that practice specifically.
For sure. And I think, you know, you said the key word, person. And if you really want to have great success with generative AI, you have to almost treat it like a new employee. When a new employee comes in, we don't just say, go write a sales proposal. It's due tomorrow. Right? We talk about what our goals are. Well, What kind of proposal are we looking to write? We tell them what their role in writing the proposal is. We allow them to ask questions. We tell them who the intended audience is. We tell them how we want the proposal written. And again, it's a very iterative approach. Then there's the other part, which is what's called a persona. You have to give your new employee a persona.
So I'm just curious about some of the use cases that you've run across, specifically within the realm of readiness, coaching, anything that sort of sticks out in terms of how organizations are leveraging this technology today.
Well, so for example, you can create custom chatbots, and there are many third-party software tools that do that. You can do it on your own, building what's called a custom GPT from an enablement standpoint. Imagine if you took all of your customer service queries you've had over the years, all of your manuals, all of your proposal, loaded it with all of your emails. You create your own library of content. And then you allow people to start asking it questions. Do that for a couple of months. You got a really powerful trained system. Now, when you onboard a new salesperson, you can actually have that salesperson go in and sell to the GPT. And you can say, persona, GPT, you are give it the persona of one of your best customers. Allow your salesperson to go in and sell to this virtual program, get responses, and then you as the manager can review those responses, go over with the salesperson, and it probably puts it, you know, I don't know how much faster, but factor of 10x, maybe 100x in terms of the speed of getting a new employee onboarded, because they can practice in real time. And this is where I talk about efficiencies, right? For example, a competitive analysis. Now I can go to my competitor, go to their website, scrape the data, or I can even use, you know, some of the GPT systems will actually read the internet, some better than others. If you scrape the data, basically copy, go into GPT, paste it. So here's company X's product. Here's our product. Paste the two in and say, create a competitive analysis, and it will create a competitive analysis for you in seconds. Something that it previously might have taken a salesperson a day or a marketing person a couple of days to create, I can now do in a second. You could go take your product, paste it in. And again, that can all be programmed on the front end. Here's our solution. Here's our products. And go in and grab a prospect's. Maybe there's an article. Maybe there's a, you just go to the prospect's website, paste in what they're looking for, and then say, you know, help me align our offering with their careabouts so I can prepare relevant sales communication versus sales communication that just talks about me. So that's where, you know, again, some of the strategies that all good salespeople have known for years, we just sometimes, frankly, don't do it because we don't have the time. Well, now there's no excuse.
Again, rewind the clock, you know, 10 years and just sort of step back to try to see the evolution here, right? I mean, you know, when software as a service first sort of came into, you know, our technology stacks, it was all about automation and scale, right? But what we were automating and scaling wasn't really highly personalized just yet. And I almost feel like now the pendulum has swung so much to the efficiency and scale side that it's really got to be about maybe authenticity. I'm thinking about, are people going to lose trust in this, right? Because if everyone's doing it, now it's like, okay, did you use some automation here, or is this really you speaking? Fast forward the clock 5 years with the rapid evolution of this, what's going to be the next frontier and challenge with this?
Well, I agree with you. It's authenticity. Right now, I can tell if somebody responded to a LinkedIn comment, or when I go on Reddit as an example, when I get an email, I can, because I've done it so much, I can absolutely tell when it was done by generative AI.
Right.
I have a tool that I've developed. It's called GPT Follow-Up. It allows you to go in and find an article or a research report, paste it in. There's a pull-down menu on the type of message you'd like to send. Put in your prospect's name, your customer's name, put in your name. It crafts it for you. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't allow you to send that message directly. And what I coach people on is you're using this to get you 90% of the way there, 80% of the way there. In my system, the GPT follow-up, you copy it, you paste that into LinkedIn for your LinkedIn message or your Outlook, whatever email system you use, and you go in and you modify it. These tools are amazing, but they don't have the experience we have. They don't often, you know, a good salesperson, a great salesperson knows how to ask the question that the customer or prospect doesn't even know ought to be asked. GPT can't do that, at least not yet. It can't think. It doesn't have empathy. It doesn't have understanding. It doesn't have values. It still has bias. But I think authenticity and using these tools to create efficiency rather than try to replace the value that an experienced human can provide.
You know, I hear about this a lot in circles that, you know, AI and technology is going to replace the human. And I always encourage people to think about tech as almost an assistant or a teammate, right? That enhances your effectiveness, never going to replace, especially in the field of sales, right? I mean, it's a very human thing.
I think you have to be careful with that because it depends what your definition of salesperson is. Some people call themselves salespeople, but they're really glorified order takers. They sit, they wait for their phone to ring, and they, oh, the client wants another widget 3000. We go into our system, we order the widget 3000. That's going to be automated,
right?
Quite easily. The salesperson who thinks they're providing value because they're really good at going into the database and pulling up manuals and saying, no, you need this one versus that one. That's going to be replaced. What GPT really can't do, however, is ask those additional questions of that developer. What's going to make this special? What is really important to the customer? What's important to the prospect?
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, I take another example, right, of life sciences or sort of a medical device sales rep mm-hmm. or a pharmaceutical sales rep who needs to build that credibility, that gravitas, that presence in front of sure. a doctor or a healthcare professional, and really using this technology to build that confidence before the live interaction, right? Whether you're on the surgical floor or in a healthcare facility, yes. right?
Well, I love the example you gave. If you said, Sam, next week I need you to go start selling heart valves to heart surgeons at the Mayo Clinic. Like, I wouldn't even, what are you talking about? I've got no experience in that. I could never do it. But based on what we were talking about earlier, in sales enablement training, we can use these tools. And my guess is within 30 days, I can get trained very rapidly on the product. I can get very well trained quickly on what the objections are, the use cases are, which again, let's think about the hiring process. The hiring process in the future for, say, a medical salesperson, medical sales rep. You might be hiring less based on previous experience and more on the ability for someone to listen, someone to ask a good question, someone to genuinely care. Those might be, I mean, the soft skill, right, that we've always said a sales rep needs to have, but we really are going to hire based on experience. Like if they have soft skills, that would be great, but I want to know their experience in medical device sales. Moving forward, it might be a lot less than that. The soft skills might become much more important. The experience, hey, we can teach you that 30 to 60 days. Let me back up. We can't teach you that. The machine can teach you that in 30 to 60 days. We're still at what's called, narrow intelligence. This is still at its infancy. It's inconceivable to me, to even think about what this is going to be 5 years from. Because remember, everything we're talking about right now did not exist 18 months ago. So the analogy I'll use in my presentation, but I'll share it to, or really the metaphor that I'll use, is imagine that you were in person in Ohio when the Wright brothers launched their airplane, right? That was November of 2022. This ChatGPT came out. This is cool. Well, by February of 2023, just a few months later, you were actually witnessing a jet airplane. Now, what was it was probably 50 years between the Wright brothers and a jet airplane. For us, it was 50 days. And then by October of 2023, we had already landed a person on the moon. And by the time our conference comes around, we're going to be exploring the solar system. That's the metaphor of the speed of change that we're all experiencing. And so I think it's all impossible to predict what this is going to be 3 years from now, 5 years from now, as these tools seem to take away some of the tasks we did as humans. The value we will actually be able to provide is our humanity. You know, our ability to listen, think, share, laugh, ask, love, use experience. And like I said earlier, ask the questions that people don't even know how to be asked.
I think that's a fantastic place to wrap up our conversation, Sam. I really thank you for joining us on this podcast. I'm looking forward to, you know, working with you again in the summer at Allego's Sales Success Summit Conference and hearing more from you. And hopefully our listeners and viewers today got some inspiration today to lean into this technology, to use it in your daily work, and to grow your sales success. So thank you for joining us.